you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Dude, wake up. Wake up. We got to do Super Mega Cast episode 246. Come on, man.
Fucking yes, I get it. I get it. We got to record, what, 240 what?
246.
Damn. Okay. Woo.
Wait.
Hold up.
246?
Welcome back, everyone. This is episode 246 of the Super Mega Cast.
Which this episode is think about consecutive even numbers. 2, 4, 6. Divide it by 2. You get episode 123. So this
two,
is double
four,
episode
128. Who
three.
Do we appreciate?
5, 7, 9, 11. Oh, no!
1, 3, 5.
But what's up, everybody? Welcome.
Nothing much.
Hold on, McAfee.
How do we get rid of McAfee off this fucking computer?
How do we tell McAfee to fucking bugger off, dude?
Dude, let's tell John McAfee to go fucking jump into a well.
People might be wondering, this podcast sounds strange. Well, it's because Matt and I switched seats, so the vibe might be a bit different.
Yeah, well, we were wondering, like, you know, every time we do a podcast, I sit in my blue chair and Ryan sits in his
Have we not done this before?
I think like maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
And I was like, if we switch seats, the whole vibe is different on the pod. You have a nice view of the van.
You have a view of pretty much everything.
You know what? I've never talked about the van.
Oh, the like.
Just in general.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You got it originally when we worked for the Game Grumps because you were going to start a channel with the Tucker Brothers.
Yeah. So let me dive into this one. So I've always wanted like one of those tiny like box cube like Japanese vans from like the 90s. And I found a website that sells it's called a Mitsubishi Delica. It's from 1991, and I saw it and I was like, that is a beautiful van. I love that. So I found a place that sold them for a pretty good price, and I got it shipped out here. It has like 250,000 kilometers already put on it.
That's
so
a lot.
Back in the 90s, before I was even born, someone was driving it around Japan.
A shit ton.
Uh-huh. And it's so old that there's, like, ashtrays built in, and you can play cassette tapes. So I that's, like, the only place I can play my cassette tapes from my little cassette collection. And the back seat's like a hangout, because you can make the seats face each other. So it's, like, a cool hangout zone. It's got curtains. You know, it's got that old kind of cigarette smell that we love.
We've done a y'all know the van.
Brand new shirt.
Yeah, brand new shirt.
You can see in the background
our merch stuff. Yeah, also in the Two Mad video.
Anyway, I got it and I was excited. And this was 2 months after the Tucker Brothers had just moved onto my couch.
Yes.
Harrison Jackson. And we had this idea where we were going to start like a little podcast talk show thing that is all recorded in the back of the van called Van Boys. And I know a long time ago people found, because we were just snatching up all the usernames. So someone found the Van Boys subreddit and they're like, people have been like, what the hell is this?
The big project.
You're
going to go around and like to different eats.
It was going to be like a food thing where we were going to drive to like different like cool little restaurants around LA and do different episodes and like eat in the back of the van and talk about it. And, I was pretty excited for it. And then one day, Jackson, sweet little Jackson, goes, hey, man, can I borrow the van today? And I said, sure. Huge thing I didn't mention. It's because it's Japanese. The steering wheel is on the right side of the car.
Yes. So it feels weird.
It feels very weird. But after a couple hours of driving it, you get the hang of it. And it's not that different. You're just kind of a little bit spaced over.
Yeah.
But I got pretty good at driving it like that. And what happened is, this is actually the day we went to Disneyland with Jacksepticeye.
Oh, really?
Remember?
Okay.
Long, long time ago.
Damn.
This is 2018. Yeah, this is 2018.
That's right. Justin was there. Justin Tracy, not little Justin.
There's little Justin and big Justin. So we went with big Justin and Jacksepticeye. And
well, the dude's like 30 something. Yeah, he's big Justin.
But yeah, he is big Justin. Neither of them are tall, so
no.
When you say big Justin, it sounds like he's like a big dude, but he's pretty small.
Big is an older.
Yeah.
And then little Justin because he's 14.
Little Justin.
Yeah.
Little Justin.
Little Justin needs his mother's permission
to fly to California. We had just ridden the Tower of Fucking Terror.
Yeah, we did.
Little did I know, though, I was about to end up on my own Tower of Terror. I get a phone call as we get off.
Sounds like the telephone of terror.
Uh-huh. And it's Jackson. And he's like,
the Jackson of terror.
Uh-huh. And he goes, the Tower of Tucker.
Oh, woo.
Tucker of Jackson. He calls me and he goes, dude. And I was like, what? And he's like,
I shit my pants in the van. It's everywhere.
And it was all in the carpet.
No, I'm sorry. I continue with the story.
Jackson crashed the van.
Yeah, he did. Did someone crash? He crashed into someone else?
Yeah, he was changing lanes on the freeway and turned behind him to make sure there's no cars. And then in front of him, a taxi had put on its brakes and he just...
Did he make sure to have a good space cushion between him and said taxi?
Well, it looks like, I guess not.
Because you're only supposed to be looking back for like, you're not supposed
but,
to.
I mean, Jackson's a very skilled driver. We know that.
All of the Tucker brothers are.
Jackson actually drove me the other day in the Mini Cooper.
Was it terrifying?
Yeah, it's just so like, woo, woo,
I feel like people who don't drive much don't know enough, not know enough, but like they don't have the feel really for like smooth brake.
He doesn't really ever drive. I drive every day. So yeah. Both of us do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he crashes it and I was like, ah, fuck. Because I had only had it for less than a month. Literally less than a month.
Well, and you and I have done long road trips too. Like we've driven to like Vegas. We've also like in South Carolina, I'm sure took our own road. I don't know.
Well, we were going to take the van on road trips.
Yeah.
And like all of us.
It would have been great.
Yeah. But
I don't know if I feel too safe about it though.
No, he hit the back of a taxi. And of course that's not fun because then insurance wise, the taxi company's like, well, you also have to pay us for, lost time.
Yep.
And shit like that. And they wanted like $9,000.
Imagine Jackson being yelled at by like this is a taxi driver in LA. This dude wasn't like, oh, don't worry about it.
He was pissed. Yeah.
Did Jackson say he was like, fuck.
And then the woman in the back of the taxi started doing the like thing where she's like, ow, I think I'm hurt.
No way.
Even though it was a fender bender. But somehow this fender bender completely fucked the frame of the van. The frame.
Sounds like more than a fender bender.
Yeah. Like the frame.
Sounds like he literally just slammed into the back of a taxi.
I think that's what happened. But the frame's fucked. So like, I was like, fuck, I got to get this fixed. So I tried to drive it to a shop.
So wait, why was he driving? Was he using it just as a mode of transportation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I
should have just given him the Civic.
Well, I didn't know he needed a car. I was at Disney.
Oh, he just took it?
Well, he asked me.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Is it one of those things where like you want to say no, but like you're like, you know what?
Well, I mean, I trusted him at the time. Not anymore. But I'm driving it to like a repair shop and I notice it feels a little bit weird because it's like kind of
a little wonky.
Yeah. And then I start getting above like 20 miles per hour and the whole thing starts kind of shaking in like a circular motion.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to the place and the guy's like, dude, your frame's fucked. You shouldn't be driving this. And it is like the van is offset from the wheels, like how it used to be. And Jackson was really upset, but I said, you don't have to pay for it for the repair. I'll pay for it because you just moved here.
As long as you take it in.
Yeah.
The repair shop.
Well, I said, just handle getting it repaired. Yeah. I don't want to have to do anything.
I'll pay for it.
I'll pay for it. You go, just get it fixed.
Yeah.
And now,
it's been how many years?
Well, it's 2021. I'm looking at the van sitting. It's undrivable right now. Still.
How many years has it been?
This year it will be 2018. The fuck, Siri?
No, shut up, Siri.
Wait, 2018. I mean, so 2019, 2020, 20, it'll be 3 years.
A big oopsie on Jackson's part.
I took it into a shop. I found a place that would do
But how
some...
many years later did you take it into
this
a
was
shop?
Earlier this year.
Okay, so it finally went into repair.
Well, no, it didn't, because they told me, they were like, oh, we can fix like the starter, because there was a problem with the ignition too, mm-hmm. But they're like, we can't fix the frame though. So then I was back to square one, so now the van's parked here. He did text me recently and said, hey, I really want to get this fixed. Let's talk soon. And then I never responded to it, but I really want my van back because I'm probably gonna sell it. I mean, it's just not worth it anymore. Like having it's like a big piece of metal that just sits there. And these vans are pretty popular in LA, so people can people buy it up. And if I can't find, like, if the repair is just gonna cost a shit ton of money, then I'm just gonna sell it like as is because someone will buy it. I bet get it fixed themselves. So that's the van saga. That's the story of the van. I also had to get it towed because Jackson was in Orange County, and Harris and I had to go get it towed, and it cost $1,000 to go 1 mile.
Ooh.
So
okay, wait, why?
It
cost like a little over $1,000 to have my Fiat transported from
South Carolina
to California.
It's because they had to bring in a special thing to load it up. I don't know. I made Jackson pay that though. I was like, you're paying this towing. But yeah, that's the story of the van.
Wait, don't you also, there's another thing, that hasn't been put out there yet, cause it's in a Pokemon episode. How many patrons do we have currently? A little over
7,200.
Okay.
At the current moment.
So less than 3,000. And
no, well that's, I told Jackson.
Was it by the end of the month?
No, by the end of the year.
Oh,
I said if Jackson could, but I said by his own doing. The like that doesn't count right now, the new ones we got, because that was through stuff you and I had come up with and posted. So I told him if you can get it to 10,000, I'll buy you your stupid fucking prowler.
So how would he do it?
I'll sell him the van if it gets to 10,000.
But how would he do it?
Like through stuff that his ideas and stuff and his proactive shit with it would get it. Like where it's very clear, it's like, Jackson, you really helped us get this to 10,000. So because the recent stuff, I don't count that because that was just bonus.
So now you got to buy Tumad a prowler.
Yeah, I'll say Tumad, you helped us, buddy. Tumad is never coming to my house again.
He told me how our boy acted at 2 a.m. in a residential area.
So
wasn't it 2 a.m.?
No, it was like,
oh, never mind.
It was like 9:30 at night.
Okay, so it's not that bad.
But all my neighbors have little kids, so the kids are already in bed.
Okay.
I'm trying to make a good impression on my neighbors. I really want them to like me. Tumad goes outside on my street and just starts yelling, "I'm gay! I'm gay!" and bouncing the basketball.
"I'm gay, boy!"
And then that's a good impression. And then he also, earlier there was a kid outside yelling, "It's bubble time." So Tumad started screaming, "It's bubble time!" And I'm like, dude, if the parents heard that, they're going to be like, "What the fuck are you?" My kid was saying that. So very appreciative. I just want to make a good impression on my neighbors, you know?
Of course.
It's like our street's like a little community. It's really nice. They're sweet people.
Yeah.
They're very nice to me. They've brought me.
Do you wave to them? Every time you see
every single time I go, hey, and I'll try to stop and have some conversation too.
And then they look at you and like, was that your friend dribbling
the
basketball?
"I'm gay."
Why is that funny?
I'm gay myself, so why would you be screaming that?
Do you think you could hook me up
with Tumad? His little breast, his big breast actually. Justin didn't keep it in the gauntlet video, but I did shut my eyes and hold Tumad's breast. And imagine that it was a girl's breast. And
how was it?
Felt 100% undistinguishable.
Really?
Indistinguishable. Yeah. Like you could, I was getting a little chubbed just touching it.
Whoa.
Because I was like, man, this is nice.
He has a nice handful?
They're like, it's like a smaller titties.
Okay.
But nice and plump.
Okay.
You know?
That's good.
They're not perky.
No. Of course not.
But yeah, those things are great, man.
His tits?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay.
Anyway, well, that's why Tumad's never allowed over at my house again.
And why the van is parked in the back of the Super Megaplex. And probably, who knows how long it will be there as a monument.
Oh, one last thing about
the
van.
It's like a Confederate statue. You can't knock it down.
Exactly.
It's a part of history.
Uh-huh. And and I want to donate a lot of money to keep it staying here. Because
yeah.
Another thing is that I didn't know this. If you're not using a vehicle, you have to declare it to the DMV that it's out of use. So
you know how many people don't do that?
The registration expired, and I didn't renew the registration because the van is not in use.
And they were like, hey, what's up?
$400 fucking fine.
Ouch.
Yeah. Great album. But, yeah. So I had to pay that. So it's just been a pain in my ass, but I want to drive it again. It's fun to drive. Did you ever ride in it?
Once we went to Santa Monica.
That's right, yeah.
And we smoked up on the beach and walked around.
Watched those people skateboarding.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
That was really fun.
But unfortunately, don't have a van anymore.
Well, if I sell it and I can get enough money back, maybe I'll buy... I saw another one recently that was super cool.
A really nice van.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still an old Japanese one.
No, just get a minivan, dude. Drive
I kind of do
want to
get... Well, I
Where's
I
the like, Tesla van?
I love how... These Japanese vans are like little cubes, and they're so cute and they're cool on the inside. I saw one that is being sold in LA. I saw it because I drove past it, and it's like this, but a truck.
You know why the vans are smaller?
Why?
Because they're smaller people. Their average height is shorter than we are.
That's, yeah.
Their limbs are tinier.
Those tiny Japanese.
It's the same thing. It's the same reason why their baseball, like, I figured out why their baseball gloves are smaller. It's because they have tinier hands on average.
Dude, going to Japan and getting in the shower. And the shower head's like at my nipples.
I know, dude. Like, you and I got into the beds and like our fucking legs are splaying out. Like, I think like we probably fit up into our knees and then our legs are hanging
off. Do you remember that the first
we have to crouch down every time we get into like a Family Mart or something?
Because mm-hmm. the ceiling's like probably what, like 5.5 feet
yeah.
off the ground?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Because your average height for like a Japanese male is like 4'8", 5'1", in between there.
I think it's actually lower. I think it's like...
No, you're thinking of female height, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Females are more like 3'6", 3'8".
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I miss Japan. You know, now that I'm vaccinated and you're vaccinated, it's like, oh, maybe we can go back soon. But now Japan is having a huge surge.
Yeah, it's awful in Japan.
So...
Also, Canada's borders are still closed to travel.
Mm-hmm. So Baby No Money is stuck here right now.
Okay. How's he doing?
He's good. I just met him in person for the first time.
Is he chilling in LA?
Yeah, he's chilling. He's in the stew, man, cooking up some hot shit.
Is he going to release a hot single?
I think so. Because he's hot and single.
No, is he?
Yeah,
oh, damn.
Man. He's okay. My favorite Armenian rapper. Do you know he's Armenian?
No, not at all.
He's Armenian, yeah.
Is he?
Uh-huh.
Like half, I'm guessing?
No, he's like full Armenian.
Is he?
Or maybe half. He has an Armenian last name.
Okay.
And, you know... I talked to him about the Armenian culture and because, you know, us living in Glendale, we learned a lot. And I mean, Super Mega is the only YouTube channel that stands Armenia. I
yeah.
think.
So did he have anything to say? Did he say he usually goes to all the fun parties? No.
No, he didn't.
There are a lot of parties that happen.
Armenian?
Yeah.
I'd love to go.
It used to happen all the time. Remember, like, even like when we worked for the Grumps, there was a place across the street that would always be popping.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like specific places where they would hold like parties for like
their
young daughters or something.
Like an Armenian quinceañera.
Yeah, whatever that would be called.
We stand Armenia and we recognize the Armenian genocide.
Yeah.
Joe Biden just did that.
Did he?
First president to ever recognize the Armenian genocide.
It's crazy. It's kind of hard to not recognize the slaughter. It's fine.
Ryan,
I'm glad we did it now.
It hurts trade if we recognize the Armenian genocide.
With who?
And Turkey. Turkey's our friend, dude.
Who cares? I'm kidding. It's bad. Everything just kind of sucks.
Everything is awful. Wasn't that a website or something? Everything is awful.
Everything is awesome. That's the Lego Movie song. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when you live in a dream.
I don't know.
Something like that.
When you live, it works.
When you're living your dream. I don't know what it is.
Something like that. That works. That's probably not even the line, but you know, you did it pretty good. That movie was, I liked that movie a lot.
The first one was good. I never saw the second one.
I didn't either.
Did I see the second one? And then I just completely forgot it.
They made the Batman one too. Lego Batman.
Okay. I kind of enjoyed Lego Batman.
Oh, it looks fun, man. I love Lego, stuff like Lego. We still got to play a Lego game on the channel.
Lego Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. I also want to play Lego Island.
Lego Island would be good. We could play. Oh, dude.
Ooh, we could play ad reads.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you liked those ad reads.
Mm-hmm. What Lego game were you thinking of?
What Lego game was I thinking of?
You were
saying
we could play Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean is a good one. I would really like to do that. I would like to play
weird franchise.
Old Lego Star Wars.
Dude, I would love old Lego Star Wars.
Or like
Lego should make an MMO where you can like make your own little Lego man and run around a cool world.
Or like Lego Ichi the Killer. Just one of those fun kind of games that they released.
Yeah. I wonder if we can find, like, not mods, but, like, fan-made Lego games mm-hmm. after certain franchises. I want to start playing with more mods on the channel. Like, we should replay Sekiro again, but do it where you're Woody from Toy Story.
Like, you see the mods on Reddit and shit. The people are doing that a lot with the new Resident Evil game, which I just completed.
You beat big-breasted goth woman, tall woman game?
I did. She was super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Really?
Come on.
Really?
Come on. Yeah.
Is that a quote?
It's a reference to the pitch meeting.
Pitch meeting.
It's Screen Rant does these pitch meeting.
Oh, okay.
Meeting videos.
Okay, I haven't seen.
And I binged screen. A good bit of them recently. It's, but yeah, I did beat it, and
nice Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
it was Michael Jackson.
It's like every fucking Resident Evil game, dude. They're good up until like the last fourth of the game, or the last, I would say, yeah, the last fourth, and then it just they can't help themselves but just become stupid. Like mind-blowing action where the play style doesn't fit that type of stuff.
Kind of like the ending of 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Kinda. It kind of becomes a Call of Duty. I know that this is the famous people. It becomes more like Call of Duty. I wouldn't say it like becomes like Call of Duty. It becomes definitely more intense and fast-paced. But the way your character moves and just the way the enemies react to gunshots,
it's not built right.
It's not built right for that style of play. And I wish they would just keep it slow and they would keep it a little more contained. But I get it. It's Resident Evil and they got to do these big, goofy things.
What Resident Evil is it?
It's 8.
8?
Mm-hmm.
I do really enjoy Resident Evil. I mean,
Village. V-I-I-I.
Oh,
you know?
I really, 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 I was still to this day, I think one of the best series on our channels when we did the
Might
Resident
Evil
2.
Might be our best series.
It's so funny.
I love, I Resident Evil 2 is so, it's a good game too.
You beat the game and there's some legendary gamer moments in there.
Oh yeah.
Like when you fuck, there's just this one, it's one of the best gaming, like, not comedy, like gaming moments on the channel. It's one of the best moments
of all
time.
Where the clock's ticking down. The game might have helped me a little bit on that, but still.
It was insane. I was freaking out.
I feel
but
like
also,
you'd still lose that.
Tucker comes and sits in for some episodes, didn't
yep.
he? It's a really fun series. You guys should go watch it if you haven't.
I kind of want to just go
the best of.
Watch it again. I might just watch the best of.
I want to do it too, yeah.
Just
because I like. You should come over. We should smoke a little ganja and we should
and
watch
Super Mega.
Yeah.
We should. I'm trying to think of. So wait, we're right now on the channel. We're playing two things. We're playing Pokemon Coliseum.
Truck Sim.
And then Truck Simulator. Truck Simulator is kind of like an ongoing
we
thing that kind of won't.
We need to get some new series going.
Yeah, I just don't want to do too many series at once to where then it's just like.
Well, we only have one actual series going right now, I guess. Because
yeah.
Truck Sim is kind of always going. Animal
Coliseum's
Crossing's
going to last a long time, too. It's a long game. It's like 30 hours or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't know how far we are into it.
Neither do I.
Jackson bumbling around
I
like
just kinda
a buffoon.
Sit there and watch Jackson play Pokemon.
That series is really fun though. I think that's some top tier super mega because it's not getting that many views, but watch it just for the commentary if you want. Like click a random episode because I think the three of us like vibe really well in those episodes.
It's definitely like a different vibe than other Let's Plays just because there is a third person.
Really
there.
Funny though, some really good moments.
And then Truck Sim, we still have episodes that we need to release, but right now we're releasing Pokemon.
PKMN.
I want to do more truck, like record more Truck Sim. I'm trying to think of like, I just want to not play a game like Resident Evil 2, but I kind of do. I really like, I really think for some reason it's, slower paced games where it's not like just running through A to B, blowing shit up.
Maybe we can replay it with mods this time.
We could, dude, we never did Claire's story.
We could do Claire's story and change characters.
Then it's like, it's kind of like, you know, when people bring something back, it's like, is it really the same?
I think.
Did we catch lightning in a bottle with that one series? And is it possible?
That's what we're always going to be remembered for when we die.
It's Resident Evil 2.
Resident Evil 2 remake series.
All the hard work we put into our live action, that is null and void compared to the championing for our talents when it comes to our Let's Plays exclusively.
We're the best Let's Players on YouTube.
Resident
Ryan.
Evil 2 playthrough. Resident Evil 2 remake mm-hmm. playthrough. Leon's story.
Yeah.
Leon! My boy, Leon Greyjoy.
Man, so I just been working really hard setting up my new place, painting walls and everything, and I just got my studio kind of temporarily set up because I'm getting a different desk and stuff like that. So I have a very temporary setup. I got a little couch in there. I got my drums, got my desk with my piano. And
you actually have room for all your shit because mm-hmm. I remember because you only have your bedroom to really have your own personal stuff. So you had to kind of like forfeit the drums at one point in terms of like a comfortable spot for them to even be. You had to kind of forfeit a good bit just for personal space. But now you have your own room. You have an office. You have a living room area. So you have a lot more space, which is nice.
So you check this out.
Cause I've been living by myself for about 3 years.
And now it's my turn.
And now it's your. And I'm like, dude, it's hard to go back after living alone. Like, it's really just nice to come home and just have me time.
It's really nice because I can just like relax and.
I like the couch where people can just chill.
Yeah. Thanks. I gotta.
You're welcome.
I'm trying to figure. out if I want to repaint the walls from that green to maybe like. I just want to do like a. Coral, and I ain't talking Walking Dead here. Like a coral, or
like was coral salmon type?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That, or maybe like a purple. I don't know. I do like that green color. Anyway, y'all will probably see it in future videos. But I set up the office so I can finally get back to working on music and stuff like that. But
can't wait for Oof to come out.
Oh, dude, don't spoil that.
Sorry,
I'm trying to remember why I brought this up in the first place. There was a reason
because you're bragging about having $1 million YouTube mansion in the hills.
2 million, but
with 3 pools on each floor, not like 3 pools, one on each floor, 3 pools on each of the 3 floors,
mm-hmm.
which is great. Like one's heated, one's cool, and one's just kind of like
it's like room temperature.
Yeah.
All salt water too.
Which surprised me the first time I went down the water slide. It went right up my nose.
Yeah.
That comes from a true story, actually, of when I was on a cruise ship, and I did not know that they use salt water in the pools on the cruise ship when I was younger. So I went down the water slide, and I was like, what? You know, mouth open, ready to just go into water. And then all the salt goes straight up my nose and mouth. I'm like.
The worst part about that
it
is
surprised
just that
it's cool me. It scared me, dude. I was not expecting to have this burning sensation go up my nose.
Oh man, getting water up your nose is such a fucking negative experience.
Fuck yeah, it is. It's awful. F yeah, it is.
The way you said it was like fuck yeah, it is,
dude. Okay, I know this is gonna be. I know we already left Resident Evil Village, but there's the protagonist. His name is Ethan Winters. And I think he's one of the funniest protagonists, or if not the funniest protagonist in a Resident Evil game. Because there's one part where there's an evil woman talking to him. I'm not going to spoil anything.
Hillary
but
Clinton.
After he's done doing Resident Evil business, you know, slaying and poontanging,
mm-hmm.
Ethan's just like, what did he say? He's like, shut the fuck up, you stupid bitch. And I'm just like, I'm like, Jesus Christ. He's like, fuck off. He's always like angry, like cursing. But he legitimately at one point, I want to go back and find it. He calls someone just like a stupid bitch. And I loved it.
It's just out of the
shut up, you stupid bitch. It was so good. God love Ethan Winters.
I started watching a Nigerian movie on YouTube.
Resident Evil?
Yeah, it's Nigerian Resident Evil. But I watched it with Ethan and Jacob and Adri, their camera girl. But like, this guy like kills like the main character. He's like the protagonist. He's like supposed to be like the hero, but they just made him like so awful because it's like beginning of the movie. He like kills this guy as a hitman, and then you hear like a scream. He turns around, it's like an innocent woman. He's just like, and shoots her four times.
Sure, it's not like an airplane type movie. Like this.
No,
is their, like...
No. It's a. The thing is, it's
was the point of that scene to be like, God, what an annoying bitch. Shut her up. Was that like the point?
It's just showing he's like badass, but it's like he just slaughters her, and like just this innocent woman. And I think what's
why are you running?
Pretty much.
I think that's a famous clip, right? Why are you running?
Yeah, I also love that one where it's like Nigerians.
I never freeze
trying to talk American. You know that clip? He's like, you are EP, enemy of progress. He does like this really high pitch. It's the guy that has like the teeth where all his teeth look like shark's teeth.
Oh, that's always like scared me because I always pictured like what happens when you bite your teeth, bite your tongue.
Nigerian film is great. Nigerian cinema is fantastic. It's because it's all very, very low budget and bad, but it's you could see what they were going for. You can like envision what they wanted it to look like.
I like the movies where it's like the Nigerian movies where they use the iPhone stock special effects from that app of like the helicopter crashing or like a plane crashing into the ground.
They're making the most of the resources that they have, and it's awesome.
Yeah, and in fact, that stuff was probably so overused that it's not used anymore, that it's probably like in demand again now, where people are like, how'd they actually do that effect?
Somalia has a film scene too, Somaliwood.
Okay.
And I would be interested in maybe you and I getting together soon, just watching watching some Nigerian or Somalian movies.
There's some fun movies even from have you ever seen a Bollywood film?
I don't think Slumdog Millionaire
dancing
counts.
And singing and
Bollywood. I would love to see a Bollywood movie. Like, could they just look fun? Also, Hindi is such a beautiful looking language. I think it'd be. We should make a full Bollywood movie where we speak Hindi the whole time.
Can we dye our hair black?
We dance, dye our hair black, get mustaches. We'll get the tan.
That's all it is. It's just a tan. What was that?
I spilled a little bit of water.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's on the carpet, so nobody
can. Okay, it'll soak it in.
I'm still trying to remember why I brought up my studio. Because I brought it up to say something, and I've had this horrible feeling of dread ever since then, because I just
can't
remember.
Something about working on new music, something about...
Well, what were we talking about right before the studio?
Place.
To my Resident Evil, and then we're talking about having your own place.
I think you just jumped in with like talking about how you like recently just painted and got everything together.
Oh well, man. I guess I'll never,
Well, I guess I'll never know, or the audience will never know.
You know what they will know?
Which is unfortunate that we have more ad reads.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh my goodness.
Stop.
Those were some good ad reads.
I know.
They earn us some money.
I'm just pissed off right now.
Why are you pissed off, buddy?
That I'm making so much money off of these ad reads.
I know, it's ridiculous.
We're millionaires now.
Oh my God, multi-millionaires.
Mm-hmm. Multi-billionaires next month.
Oh, whew, if we're lucky.
We're not millionaires.
No.
I wish.
That would be cool.
That would be cool to be a millionaire. I had to have $1 million.
Think about it.
Do you think we'll ever, do you think we'll ever hit a point where we can...
But even then, like, it's... If I made that type of money and I was still living in South Carolina, I'd feel like I was set.
You're balling,
like,
dude.
But like in LA specifically, I feel like, because I couldn't imagine purchasing property here because that starts off as so expensive. It's a good, probably, you know, you'll get money from it. It's always good to like put
it
money
places.
It will
be very expensive.
Yeah, but it would be very expensive. Like, I don't like... It's like essentially once you earn that, you immediately will not become that because you invest it. And I guess that's the point of investing money. You'd invest it into like a property or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, way I always saw it was like with investing and stuff was I based like my how much money I had just on the number of my bank account. And I didn't like investing because I'm like, oh, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like I guess you got to move money around if you want to make more money. And It's weird because, well, here's something that is 100% true, and both of us know this, is obviously now with Patreon and merch and stuff, we're making pretty good money, speaking candidly, but it doesn't, my level of happiness has not increased overall, like my life quality, the more money I make. It's true where it says money doesn't buy happiness. It's, I mean, it's cool because it's like, oh, you know, if I want X, Y, or Z, it's like I can get it. But
super fortunate to be like,
it's lucky. We're so lucky
financially stable, so we can like focus on kind of our more internal problems if we need to.
Yeah,
because a lot of people aren't given that if they're like most of their time is like, you know, working the typical 9 to 5 and then spending an hour in traffic on the way home. Then by the time you get home, you know, you don't want to put the effort into like thinking about things. You got to, you know, you got to feed yourself, or you just got to, you want to sit down and unwind and not worry about shit. And like, I completely understand, mm-hmm. like we're definitely given a good opportunity to look after ourselves. And that's why I think that, like when we do take time, or like when I do find time where it's like, hey, I need to take some time off. I don't feel like streaming, so I'm not going to stream. That's not part of like my job per se. But like even with Super Mega, if it's like I don't feel like I'm in the mood to record Let's Plays today, I give myself that leniency. And we're lucky enough to do that.
We're just very lucky and fortunate. And we do understand that we don't overlook that or take that for granted, because it's you guys that, you know, make us in this position. But it just means so much. And the reason I would like to be rich is because... not so I can buy things, but just so it affords me freedom, you know, where it's like I can do whatever I want. And
well,
not
I think that's
worry.
A lot of people's goal is to be to be good financially.
You're kind of
so
like
then
broken
that they
away
can focus
from the stress
on other things, because it's like, you know, it's like money doesn't, you know, quote unquote, buy happiness, but it does afford you the room to have the time to kind of think about it more, or to make those decisions, or to schedule, like, let's say therapy appointments that where you don't feel like they're getting in the way of your like weekly job. I can't take time off because the boss, you know, mm-hmm. like I can just be like, hey, I'm going to therapy today. It's probably going to be a big one. So let's just call off work today, meet tomorrow. And like, that's super okay. Mm-hmm. And like, I remember working for like Food Lion and like throwing up, like physically like throwing up and feeling ill, but not being able to like call off because mm-hmm. my boss was like, well, do you have a replacement? I'm like, no. And I'll go throw up in the restroom. And they're like, okay, well, you got to stay here. So I'm like sitting there. I'm trying to like look as decent as possible, like at the cash.
Got vomit on your sweater.
Already.
I actually wasn't trying to reference Eminem. That was just completely.
Okay. But yeah, just like, so as I said, very grateful. And I try to use that to its benefit in looking after myself when I can.
Absolutely. You guys are just fucking incredible. I don't really know how to put it into words, like how grateful.
Well, we can put it into song. Gotcha.
Gotcha.
You thought it was going to be like...
Y'all thought we were going to make a thank you song?
Like,
fuck you.
Like a bit? Like a bit that would take effort for y'all?
Because we could have actually gone and made a song. Oh, dude.
Yes?
Next week, before you leave town, would you like to take a day to come to my new studio in my house and record a song?
Yes.
Because I can write up my parts of it tonight and okay. send it to you and show you because I...
Is this the... Okay. Is yeah. it the idea you brought
uh-huh.
up? Okay.
So... I bought a new beat that's really good.
Okay, good.
And
I'm excited.
I think
writing shit. It's
that
fun.
Video will be really good.
And it'll be a little more complicated than brand new pants.
Mm-hmm. It's not called brand new pants. Ryan. It's called brand new shirt.
Whatever.
You should know your own songs.
Hey,
bro.
Well, I was thinking about you more than anything else because that's the line that you start out with.
I know, man, but I just think a brand new shirt because I just think about my best friend Ryan smiling, saying, "Got a brand new shirt,
got a brand new pants. They're a bit tight, but I look like a champ, or they're a bit something."
That's your line. Got a brand new shirt. It's a bit tight, but I make it work.
But what's the? But I got the champ part right. But
got
I
a brand like, new pants.
See, you don't even know.
The ladies really like me in my brand new pants.
I thought there was a champ part. Where do you say champ? Because I look like a champ.
Yeah, there is. There is. Brand new pants. Oh, damn it, dude.
Dude, where did you get on Genius for this shit? Are we on Genius?
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Look. Brand new shirt. Genius. Look. Right here.
No way. Is it just like, is it kind of like Wikipedia where just people can go on there and just mm-hmm. add the thing?
Chorus, Ryan McGee and Matt Watson. For some reason, my name is in italics. Got a brand new shirt. Looky, looky, my brand new shirt. Okay. I say, got a brand new pants. They're a little big, but I look like a champ.
See, okay. So
I got my two legs in my brand new pants. I really like my brand new pants. Got a brand new hat.
Few come stains, nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies lining up for my brand new hat.
Close. Girls lining up. You should have said ladies. Ladies lining up
for my brand new hat.
Take a couple home,
let you do the math, mm-hmm. that one.
I got a brand new boots. The ladies really like me in my brand new boots. When they see me wearing them, they say, let's screw. These boots are made for screwing. Okay, they got it's these boots were made for screwing, I believe.
Okay.
But okay, got a brand new lungs. I like reading our lyrics online because they're never accurate. There's always something slightly off.
Maybe they are, and we just we're Mandela-ing ourselves.
Mandela.
Dude, let's talk about the Mandela effect.
The what?
The
Wait a second.
The Morgan Freeman effect?
I thought it was called the Freeman effect. Wait, you're telling me it's Mandela? Yeah. I can't wait to be working on more music though.
It's gonna be good.
I think once you're back from vacation. The two things we should prioritize, I say, we can, you know, we could put Let's Plays and that stuff aside for a little bit, just so we can really, I think we should have days where like a week where every day you're coming to my place, I'm going to yours, we're working on the book and we're working on the album.
That would be fun.
Because I want those both to come out this year.
Well, I at
the
least...
The book is fucking awesome.
The album has to come out this year. The book, I do want it to come out this year, but I at least would... I guess the number one goal for the book would be to at least get it sent off to publishing by this year.
Yeah, it might take a while to get it like to publishing, and well, first we got to find
a publisher,
and then we got to make sure it's one that we can get it in like Barnes and Noble and everything. Like we want our book to be
in Barnes and Noble,
on Amazon.
Can't be in the teen section.
It would be in the probably young adult.
No, it wouldn't.
Fiction.
There's no way they would put our shit in young adult.
Why would they not?
Because of the language. And
yeah,
the content.
No, dude, that's where they put the other YouTuber book.
Yeah, but...
We'll put it in, like, the philosophy section.
Put it in science fiction.
Like, as a joke, we get it listed as philosophy, and then no one buys it because they don't find it. No, dude, when you go to Barnes & Noble, the YouTuber books are usually in the young adult
fiction and nonfiction. Hey, this is pretty swag. I love playing video games on Twitch... And I think...
You have to value your self-worth.
Yeah.
It's like all that shit.
Like, dude, I value your money.
Can we please also aside from our chapter book, write one of those books that all the YouTubers do where it's not like a chapter book, but it's just a book on like how to be awesome by Super Mega.
How to be epic.
Can we call it Awesome Sauce by Super Mega? And it's just like tips on how to like you gotta love yourself.
Can we have a section where it's things that you can make for a first date, and it's just like epic bacon burger.
Yeah, we should do a whole book like that. But remember, touching yourself
with a side
is
of
wrong.
Narwhal fries.
Narwhal fries, dude. I think that,
and the pictures of us doing the walrus tusks with the fries.
Like so many like fisheye lens photos, like. And it's super colorful.
Yeah.
I think before we write the sequel, the super. Do people know the name of our book yet?
Super Mega Saves the Troops.
Okay, yeah. So I think before we write the sequel to Super Mega Saves the Troops, the second book of the trilogy, okay. We're working on it. Ideally, we'd like to do a trilogy.
I like how we're right. Like, the main thing behind it is that, yeah, we're like. We're taking time and we're writing it. But I think the main thing for me is that we're publishing a book. I think that's hilarious.
This is all I want out of this. All I want. I don't give a fuck about the money from the book. I just want to be able to publish something, A, that you and I are proud of. And we're like, dude, this is great. We really did a good job. But
it's going to be good quality in terms of maybe not the story.
But no, the story is solid. It's got a solid plot.
The story's fun. The story's
we're like 90
fun.
Pages in, and we're not even halfway done with
it. It's definitely a case of, and then this happened, and then this happened. It's like an underwater pyramid reborn.
We're about to stop by Israel,
dude,
where we are.
Dude, we never put an underwater pyramid in our... We need
not
to put
yet.
A reference in there, dude.
We'll put it in the nuclear submarine chapter. Okay. Around the nuclear submarine. It's I mean, I'm so excited. I've shared it with a bunch of people. Ryan shared it with some people too. We've sent pages to Max Mofo, read a little bit. Our buddy Gray and his wife. He's a high school teacher of English.
And
so
Jack. Can't forget Jack.
Jack?
He's the boyfriend.
Oh yeah. Her boyfriend. Yeah. But it's they loved it. I'm just excited, but I think before, as an in-between, before we move on to the next book, I think we should work on our how to be epic, how to be awesome.
I just, dating tips, a dating
have dating
tip
tips,
section.
Have like
that's
DIY
that's
crafts.
Where the recipes can be.
That means we have to go out, man, right now we should just go out to Barnes & Noble and just buy all the YouTuber books. Dude, so,
can there be a section where we rate the YouTuber books? the best books by my friends, by our friends, and it's like fucking all these people we've never talked to and don't like, don't we're not even on each other's radar.
I matched with this a long years ago. I matched with this girl on Tinder who was like also like a YouTuber influencer, and then we never ended up talking. But
I matched with Brent on Tinder.
Oh, he's on there big time, dude. But then I went to Barnes & Noble and I realized she was in the YouTuber section because she had one of those books that's just like this. And I really, dude.
Was she like, have you read my book?
And I said, yes. And now I'm horny.
Now she's like, would you like to read my book? And then
and
she opens
I said,
up
I'll
her
open
vagina.
Up that book. I'll turn the pages on
you
this.
You can't say who it is because then it would be sexual harassment.
Can I put my bookmark in this book?
Your bookmark?
Yeah. No, this is back way back in the day when I was on Tinder and I matched with another YouTuber. Crazy stuff. But here's the main thing about this book. Like I said, I don't care about the money. I don't care about that. I want to be proud of it, but...
The money's pretty good, okay?
Yeah. I want to be a New York Times bestseller. Because I want you and
I, dumbest book,
out of this stupid book, to be labeled as New York Times bestselling authors.
It's legitimately probably going to be the dumbest book to win... It's not even winning to get a New York Times bestseller little stamp.
Have you read The Da Vinci Code? No, but for real, dude. We looked up the criteria to become a New York Times bestselling author because then after that, we can literally just say, hey.
It's going to be in my bio.
We are New York Times bestselling
it's
authors.
It's going to be the only thing in my bio. Then it's going to be twitch.tv/New York Times bestselling author.
Dude, if we do it, we got to change both our Twitter bios to just New York Times bestselling author.
McGee and Watson.
Dude, can we make a fake can we make a publishing company that's like McGee and Watson, all like
McGee and Watson Publishing.
Anyway, you have to sell 5,000 copies in the first week. That includes digital copies and audiobooks and stuff.
Really?
Uh-huh.
5,000. That's a tall order.
I know. That's
a tall order.
But if we can rally up all of you guys listening,
what if we made our book 99 cents?
Don't put that idea out there because no, but it's got, the book has a lot of pictures. It's got a lot of, there's random, like,
does that count if you like made your book free and you just get like 5,000 downloads?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
No. Maybe. Also, you can't give away books at a bookstore.
I really want to look into this because I really want to be, just in the first week, if we can rally all you guys up behind us to get this book.
The Game Grumps book was in the New York Times, was it?
New York Times bestselling?
Was it?
Nah, dude, that thing sucked.
No.
I'm just kidding. Vernon did a great job on that book.
Vernon didn't write that. Cecil McMills.
Yeah, that's right.
Was that his name?
Cecil H.H. Mills.
Oh, Cecil McMills.
Close enough, dude. We need to get a...
Can we just do Cecil H.H. Fart and like that's the, that's the title, that's our author?
Can we please get a foreword from someone actually famous? I bet if using UT, I bet we can reach out to people. Someone can get us a...
Technically, if we pay someone on, Cameo... We could
just transcribe
their words. Super Mega is so fun, and I love their Patreon.
What I'm trying to decide is, obviously, we'll do paperback and hardback. For the hardback cover, the paper's going to be better quality, and the printing's better quality. But I kind of want, for the paperback, you know that, like, kind of newsprint-type paper from the Hardy Boys books and stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I kind of want that, with, like, the glossy cover and then just the kind of, like, gray paper that...
One of my favorite reading experiences, and I don't even remember that much about the book. You know the book Black Beauty?
Yes, about the horse?
Yes. Yeah, yes, the horse. The Black Beauty, the one about the
big man?
The one that took place in 1700 South Carolina in Charleston?
Yeah, that one.
No. The one about the horse. And I guess my dad just had it way from back when, because it might have been like...
Oh, your dad loves Black Beauty.
One of my grandmother's books or something.
Yeah.
But the pages were yellow.
Oh, yeah.
And like they were like crisp.
It's because of the acidity.
And I just remember I think I only read it because the pages were yellow and I was like, oh, I just feel like I'm reading history. But it was just a horse book.
Can we just like...
It's a long ass book.
Just to make people like just angry, can we just print it on like the worst neon paper with like very like pink neon paper with like bright blue font? So it's just like, it's hard. It hurts my eyes.
Can we just do like a three spiral binder or something, like laminated pages? We just slip in like printed paper into the page, like drop them off at Barnes and Noble.
Tell people like where to go get them for free. I think what we should do, what I would like to do is I think we should get like 100 copies of the book around Los Angeles and then just go dump them in random places and tell people like, yeah, you can go get one.
We donate
like a box.
We donate 100 copies of our book to the Goodwill.
We should do that and then people can go and get it. But then we're giving Goodwill money and, you know, I really don't want to help poor people, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
You know.
Dude, we can have a scavenger hunt where we hide a book around Los Angeles.
Just all at Markiplier's house. Like, go to this address.
I was going to say, we do
what
it like
the
in the middle of like, just like right in the middle of Skid Row.
We just put it in the middle of like an intersection.
So like the people living there are like, what the fuck?
We should go.
What the fuck are these like anime multicolored people doing in the middle of my...
What's this girl with blue hair and a Cowboy Bebop shirt on with a bunch of piercings just doing walking around Skid Row?
You just called someone specific out.
Like, yeah,
someone
there's definitely someone right now that has blue hair and wearing a Cowboy Bebop shirt. Like, wow, shit. No hate. Because both those things are cool. I'll dye my hair blue.
Have you ever seen Cowboy Bebop?
I've seen like the first three episodes.
What do you think?
I really enjoyed it. I got to rewatch it.
What happened?
You enjoyed it, so you must know what happened. It was in 2014.
Well, you enjoyed it, you must know what happened, right?
7 years ago.
Hmm.
You know, I don't...
But you said you enjoyed it.
I didn't finish it. I remember enjoying what I watched.
But how if you can't even remember what you watched?
Dude, shut the fuck up. Dude, no, we should put all the books in dumpsters around LA. So people have to go
dumpster diving. Yeah, where they belong.
I think we should really just take boxes of them and just place them places and then tell people, give them hints on where it might be and then see if they can find it.
How about this? We put our books in random places around Hollywood Boulevard and then call in bomb threats to those specific locations. there's a robot, like you see like this duffel bag and the robot's going up to it and zips it like on the news camera, and then it's just our book like displayed.
That is great marketing, dude. Like we make a package like wrapped in tinfoil and wires and shit, calling a bomb threat. So they got the bomb squad coming in, and then when the robot goes,
but you
in,
know the helicopter's watching the situation.
And it opens
too.
And they zoom in and it's just our book.
Yep.
That's great marketing. We wouldn't get in trouble
Thanks,
either.
Man.
That's guerrilla marketing.
Hey, dude. All press is good press.
Mm-hmm. No such thing as bad press. James Charles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's good, though. He's something else. I don't know. I see there's a lot of drama on his name. Well, there's been a lot of drama.
He can't. My man can't catch a break.
I know. Poor guy, dude.
Poor guy, man. Talking to those underage boys. It just... See, at first it was like one, and then two, and then it was like 15.
15?
I don't know. I think it's over 10.
Sin Charles.
And Sin James. H3 is obsessed with James Charles.
H3, like...
His Twitter is, like, exclusively...
Fighting the good fight, but I can't separate it from any other drama channel. Even, like... I don't know, maybe I'm... Because Philip DeFranco still covers Real World stuff, but I remember watching, like, Philip DeFranco years ago, and it kind of mainly just being, like, actual news stuff. But now...
Are you saying YouTuber stuff isn't actual news?
It's not, though, but maybe it is. And maybe that's where I'm stuck. Maybe the point is that they're celebrities now, and they're epic and awesome. And I want to know why Charli D'Amelio... said the F word.
What? imagine like YouTube news like on CNN or like MSNBC or Fox News. Like Tucker Carlson reporting on like Charli D'Amelio said what?
I'm pretty sure they probably have on Fox News said something about Charli D'Amelio, cuz she put on, she was like one of the big celebrities that did the whole like made their profile picture black and stuff.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
I could just imagine where it's like Tucker Carlson takes an aside and is like, okay, so Charli D'Amelio thinks she has an opinion, bitch.
I wish Tucker Carlson acted like that.
He might as well. Dude, he might as well.
That fucking face he does.
I wish he would.
Fuck Tucker Carlson in the ass with a big old cucumber, dude.
He might like that shit, dude.
He probably would. Because he's gay.
No.
Got him.
Because he takes it up the ass from Murdoch, brother.
Yes, he does. Because Daddy Murdoch.
And we take it up the ass?
Yeah.
From MeUndies. The wonderfully new underwear.
Oh, man. Dude,
What?
Do you think there's any billionaires that watch Super Mega?
No.
Okay.
There are millionaires that watch Super Mega, though.
Yeah, definitely. Hunt, do you think there's anyone that has nine figures that watches Super Mega? Tens of billion. Not wait. Yeah, nine is like 100 million. Imagine having that much money. That's crazy. You
didn't we were on PewDiePie's Watched at one point. Someone saw that.
Okay, actually, yeah. It's several videos. You could see that he's like watched all the way through certain Let's Plays and stuff. So
he's copying us.
Yeah, he just puts it on, dude. PewDiePie loves putting Super Mega on and just watching, you know, just watching and watching.
I know that most of the people who I know like watch us, it's the podcast, though.
I just remember what I was gonna say. Remember earlier?
Yes.
Like 40 minutes ago?
You were like, I was talking about my room,
mm-hmm.
and I painted it.
I said,
the color of toothpaste.
Dude, seriously? You're not coming over now.
Fuck off. What were you going to say?
While I've been setting up my office and my drum kit and everything, I've been listening and rewatching a bunch of Frederick Knudsen's videos down the rabbit hole, which Ryan, you have never seen.
You still, I'm going to do a big binge because.
You got it. Can we do it together?
Because you did JCS, you know? I recommended JCS
I every
to you.
One.
And you did. And I feel like looking at the
you
channel.
You will love it.
The only thing, it's because. Some of the videos are like really long, and I'm like, oh, do I commit to this right now?
It's
you know what
it.
I mean?
Because
I need to, because I've run out of shit to watch.
I think the two ones I want to start you on are about both about YouTubers. The one about Spoonie,
mm-hmm.
you know Spoonie?
Yeah.
There's one about him,
but the other one
is about Wings of Redemption.
That's the big one that you were.
It's like 2.5 hours, but it's incredible. It's like the story's amazing. And he goes in depth, and his narration's great. He has really good music. And I mean, Wings
is it all like online shit?
No, not all of it. There's one called he's done one about this programmer who was schizophrenic, like really schizophrenic, and he was like 40 years old and lived with his parents, but he created his own operating system that he believed was like a way for God to talk to him. And it's a really sad story, but it's crazy, called Temple OS. That one is amazing if you guys haven't seen it. He just did 2.5 hour one, almost 3 hours on a chess AI called Deep Blue. And I was like, really? Like, am I about to sit down and watch? I don't care about chess. And I watched the whole thing and it was amazing. So fascinating. Because he goes through like the chess battles between the AI and like world pros, and he narrates every single move that takes place, like, but he says it like it's a fucking action movie, and it's so good. He hasn't uploaded in half a year though, and he has a new one coming out kind of soon, I saw on Twitter.
Okay, that's good.
He said it's the hardest one he's had to record.
The most recent YouTube video I've watched was Chris Stuckman's review of Spiral, the Saw.
Chris Stuckman?
The Saw movie.
Our pansexual king?
Yeah, he did a review on Spiral starring Chris Rock and with Samuel L. Jackson for a little bit, apparently. He's in the movie.
Yeah?
He didn't like it too much.
Chris Stuckman?
Chris Stuckman didn't like it too much.
Really? What did he have to say?
That it was poorly directed.
Oh, fuck. I want to film a video on his setup with we got to become like pop culture nerds.
All we have to do is find a frame where he like goes off frame or is out of frame for a second, and then just green screen ourselves in. That's all we have to do.
Ryan, I gotta drain the main vein, as the Romans say.
Okay.
So what do you say we call episode 246, put a bookmark in it
here. Finito.
And call it finito.
Completador.
And be back next week with 247.
Damn.
Thank you guys for the continuing support. And
yes.
Thank you guys who have stuck here from episode 1 all the way to 246 now.
Thank you very much. And we will see you in the next episode.
Oh. Bye-bye. Bye. Let's do a real outro, because I don't want to do Markiplier's outro again.
For like the 20th time.
No fart sound for this one, because I'm editing it.
No, yep, so, yep, yep. What do you usually put when you edit it?
The music.
Every time?
Pretty much.
That's funny to me, because I have the same fucking 4 or 5 fart sounds.
No, dude, I listen.
I just interchange it.
The last episode I played on Spotify, it's the same fart sound that we used for Mark Zuckerberg in the E3 video. No, but I'll end this one with the music. Thank you, guys. And
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
for your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.